free diving instructor Ian Barker wants to investigate the potential links between free diving and improved mental health. He's been teaching free diving for 15 years and he says that he's seeing the benefits firsthand. He's the founder of an organisation or a movement called Free Dive for Mental Health, and he joins me now. Kia ora, Ian.
Yeah, kia ora, Jesse. Nice to be on your show. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
Yeah, no, I really, I love the pitch. Sounds good. Sounds, I guess, intuitive, but keen to hear a bit more about it. So can we just define free diving first? What are we talking about here?
Certainly. So free diving's a sport that New Zealand excels in. We have some great world champions and have certainly a growing number of people involved in the sport in New Zealand. And the premise for free diving is it's a breath hold sport. So it's about holding your breath while doing various forms of exercise underwater, be that swimming lengths of a pool, be that face down in a pool holding his breath for as long as you can, be that down a wire in the ocean, going as deep as you can, or linked to spearfishing and kai gathering and foraging in the ocean.
Tell me about your relationship to free diving. When did you start doing it, and how did you get onto it?
We used to call it snorkeling in the old days.
Yeah.
So I guess most kids went snorkeling at their local beach or, in my case, along the waterfront in Nelson. But really got involved in scuba when I was in my early 20s and then migrated from scuba to freediving because I enjoyed the freedom of being underwater without so much apparatus and so much technology on me. I enjoyed being at one with the ocean, if you like, being in a state where the fish are more friendly towards you. They come up and interact with you. Mm-hmm. Likewise, you might have seen the Octopus Teacher documentary.
Yeah.
The guy has quite an unusual relationship with an octopus over the space of a year.
Yeah.
And I can relate to that because that's my background. That's one of the things that I'm passionate and I enjoy doing. And I've found it particularly good for my state of mental health.
Hey, go on then. How long can you hold your breath underwater?
I did an instructor's course recently. We all had to hold our breath for 3 minutes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, man. Should we do it now? Go on. You and me together, Jesse, on live on the radio.
Yeah, might not be very entertaining. I reckon I could get to 60 seconds. What's the secret to extending your time?
Getting your head in the right space. So getting yourself relaxed, you know, flushing the day-to-day issues out of your head and just being very much in the moment.
Mental more than physical?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Huh.
Yeah, physically, for a physically able person, I believe everyone is able to hold their breath for 3 minutes, but it's that little space between your ears that holds you back.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone can be trained to get their heart rate down and get themselves in a mental state where you can hold your breath for relatively long periods of time. And most people find it quite rewarding, quite relaxing, like a nice place to be.
Chris on text asks if he's too old at 75.
No, you're never too old. Tell him to give me a call. We'll sort him out. We'll okay. Do some training together. Well, I like working with the older guys. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, great.
Funny enough, they can often hold their breath for longer because they know how to slow themselves down.
Well, tell me about the benefits then, Ian.
So from a mental health point of view, that being in the moment underwater holding your breath is great for anxiety and depression. There's some studies have shown that surrounding yourselves with the colours blue and green are particularly good for anxiety. So being in the ocean, you know, surrounded by those colours is just good for resetting people. Some of the people I've trained at my Tuesday night training sessions talk about it being like a control-alt-delete for their brain. So they sort of build up during the week with lots of tension and anxiety, and then they come along and do some freedive training, and that sort of puts them back in a happy place and resets them for the next week. The other things we're looking at doing on the freedive for mental health trial are to show people the benefits of gathering kai and preparing and eating it.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole kind of primal process of gathering and eating food, but also taking that a step further and the joy of gifting food. So the trial ends with a banquet for all the people that were involved with sponsoring the trial, where the participants will gather the food and will prepare it, and then will gift it as a banquet to the sponsors. So they get that feeling that all spear fishermen know, that feeling of gathering a parwa or a crayfish or shooting a butterfish and filleting it and preparing that and giving it to somebody who really appreciates it.
Yeah.
It's quite a special feeling. Good for the soul.
Is it as simple as connection, an elemental connection, Ian? That, you know, we talk about taking a forest bath, you know, going for a walk in the forest and reconnecting to something. After all, we probably spent, you know, 99% of our evolution outside. Is it something to do with that, do you think? Is that as simple as why there are mental health benefits?
I think it might be, yeah, that there's other groups that are working on mental health to do with, as you say, walking in forests, getting outside the gates of the city. And I think for a lot of people that, you know, that live in cities and are surrounded by people in the, you know, four walls all their lives, to actually get them out of that environment and into somewhere where you can truly be free is got to be good for mental health.
So what's your plan? This is anecdotal so far, and you want to put some numbers behind it?
Yes and no. It's anecdotal. I've been teaching people in the pool for 15 years, and without a doubt, people come to me and say, you know, this is great for my mental health. And I have resumes from 50-odd people, I suppose, who have said that. People who've been in car accidents, perhaps lost limbs, and used freediving to help settle their mind and get them back into a productive role in society, if you like. Or people that have suffered issues in their upbringing or issues in their lives, issues at work. So I have a good bank of that, and what I want to do is to put 9 people through a very intensive 3-week course, and that will be monitored by there's a researcher from the University of Canterbury is going to assess the participants before, during and after the course and give them a ranking, if you like, a scientific or a medical ranking. And what I want to do is show the improvements that we can give people over that time frame, and then use that as a justification to approach the likes of the Ministry of Health to look at a national rollout of that course. So myself and Boosters New Zealand, who are helping and putting all of this together, want to have it like a shrink wrap, like a course, if you like, that other dive instructors around the country can roll out to people in their local area, and that would be managed by Boosters and myself, but would be implemented by the professional network of freedive instructors I have access to around New Zealand. And why not? Let's go global too, eh, Jesse? Roll it out in the States and Europe as well. What do you reckon?
One step at a time, one dive at a time, Ian. You've got a Facebook page, Free Dive for Mental Health, and a give a little for people who'd like to contribute to the cause.